This podcast is sponsored by BT, because BT means business. Whatever business you're in, BT's got your back, with reliable connectivity to keep you connected as you grow. Search BT's got your back.
This is your Times morning briefing for Wednesday, the 17th of April. Well, the US announced last night it will impose new sanctions targeting Iran following its attack on Israel at the weekend. Meanwhile, Foreign Secretary Lord Cameron is in Israel for talks with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. A major focus will be on Israel's response to Iran's air attacks, with Rishi Sunak already appealing to his counterpart for calm heads. Michael Clark is the former Director General of RUSI and Professor of Defence Studies at King's College London. He told Times Radio Israel might be more open to listening to Sunak's advice now than it was a few weeks ago.
What I'm sure the Prime Minister was saying is take forward the political advantages of building a broader coalition against Iran rather than hitting back against Iran and isolating yourself again, particularly if civilians are killed in hitting Iran or hitting Iranian interests in some other way. So rather, as David Cameron has been saying, be strong, but be smart. Don't just hit back. Whether Israel will get that message, I don't know. I suspect not.
The judge at the New York court, where Donald Trump's on trial, has warned he won't put up with any intimidation of jurors in his courtroom. He's accused the former president of making comments during the questioning of one juror. Professor Frank Bowman is the author of High Crimes and Misdemeanors, A History of Impeachment for the Age of Trump. He told Times Radio a clash with the judge was inevitable.
Mr. Trump is a person with limited impulse control, and he's not used to being in a justice system in which the boss is at the front of the room and it's not him. So that is unsurprising, nor is it surprising that he is trying to use his appearances outside the courtroom as campaign rallies. I don't know how effective that will be for him, but that's what he's trying.
It's been revealed multiple allegations against Angela Rayner are now being looked into by Manchester police, not just to do with potential electoral law offences. The force is looking at tax matters and other issues involving Labour's deputy leader as questions continue over the sale of her former council house in Stockport. Lucy Fisher is the Whitehall editor at The Times and says there's a reason a number of Conservatives have been calling Rayner out for this.
It's particularly galling, and she has been very vocal. She's not been shy to call for other Conservative rivals to publish their tax affairs when allegations have arisen, or called on Tory MPs to step down when they've been kind of mired in scandal. So I think there is this sense, because she has called out other people so readily, that she needed to be whiter than white, and if she's not, she needs to take responsibility for that.
And Rishi Sunak's smoking ban was passed by MPs last night, despite Kemi Badenoch leading 59 Conservatives who voted against it. The business secretary said she voted against the bill because of significant concerns over denying some adults legal rights given to others. For more stories like this, listen to Times Radio throughout the day.